Hello, it's Wednesday the 25th of April. Welcome to Newspox. It's solo Newspox time again, because I basically have been doing work and stuff, and I couldn't be bothered to get a guest in, but I have got one for Friday. So I'm just going to do a quick whiz through the news now, because I'm in quite a good mood, because I went to the gym this afternoon, and they're playing my favourite episode of Midsummer Murders ever, so that was a bonus. The news today is... Alan Ball has died. He's a footballer. You know, from the old days, he was 60. The thing I think I remember about him is he's got a squeaky voice. And I'm fairly sure my brother had a picture of him. A nice pencil drawing, very 80s style. I think he had one of those when he was a lad. But I might have misremembered that. Anyway, that's sad if you're a football fan. I can't say it's going to be a big loss in my life, personally. There we are. Madonna, it's 25 years since she released her single Everybody. And to celebrate this, the Metro newspaper has printed some pictures of Madonna from over the years. She looks different than everyone, because she's Madonna and she's the queen of reinvention. Fashion... The fashion police have been out working out where is the least fashionable and the most fashionable places in the UK. They've actually done this not by looking at what people are wearing and whether they look nice, but finding out how interested they are in style. So, you know, you might find people who aren't necessarily interested in style are actually quite well dressed, just through sheer luck, but that's not how I've judged it. Anyway, Plymouth. They've admitted that they don't really care about style. Aberdeen, second worst. And Londoners are most likely to buy the season's key look, probably at Primark, probably not going to wear it for long, but they buy it. Cardiff citizens have the biggest passion for new clothes. Another irrelevant survey there. Baroness Butler-Sloss, she was put in charge of the inquest into the death of Diana and Dodi, and she's now stepped down. This is basically Mohammed Al-Fayed's fault, because he was the one who wanted to have a jury, and she says, oh, I haven't really got any experience with juries, so I'm not going to do it anymore. She's quite old though, so she'll probably retire and do something nice, maybe go on holiday. David Cameron's had his picture taken, doing some whitewashing in the style of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer when they whitewash the fences. I can't remember why, but I remember watching that every summer throughout my childhood. Possibly while I was overlooked by a picture of Alan Ball. Ben Baldwin, who the fuck is he? He's apparently important enough to have a 60-second interview in Metro. Never seen him before, don't know his name. I read up, found out who he is. He actually is the presenter of Make Your Play, which is on Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights, all night on ITV. You know, one of those awful programmes that are in trouble for being shit and patronising and ripping everyone off. Apparently, you know, he's entitled there to have his own 60-second interview. Have they ever asked me? No. Kirsten Dunst, she's saying that she likes her fangs. She's going out with Jordi Burrell. I don't know what to make of Kirsten Dunst. I've always kind of, you know, I think of her as a pretty girl. She's been in some good films, such as Interview with the Vampire and Bring It On, of course. But she always looks really dopey, doesn't she? I think the lights are on, but no one's home. I don't know, though. I can't prove that. I saw Anne Boleyn. Not the Anne Boleyn, fuck's sake. I saw, you know, Let Them Eat Cake Lady, that one. I watched that. Marie Antoinette, yes, well done, Michelle. And watched that the weekend, and she had some nice cakes and nice dresses. Kirsten Dunst played Marie Antoinette, not Anne Boleyn. Jerry Halliwell, she dyes her hair ginger these days. And actually, she always has done, because... If anyone has seen the new pictures taken early in her career, she was a brunette. More Spice Girls news. Mel B has named Baby Brown. It's called Angel Iris Murphy Brown. Angel Iris Murphy Brown. Which sounds very Irish, which is weird, because she's half American, according to Mel B. There's no DNA test been done yet, although they both want them to happen. Can't wait for that to happen. Go ahead. Mila Jovovich, in the story, in the news again, not for eating Greg's pasties this time, but now she's pregnant, which has perhaps explained why she's eating Greg's pasties. I don't know why she's so popular in the news at the moment. Britney Spears not been eating Greg's pasties. She's gone out looking trim again in some tiny pot pants and an ill-matching top and some fishnet tights. It's almost like she's on the game, but she probably isn't. Ted Heath, the late Ted Heath, has been outed. Apparently he was gay. It's a long-standing open secret within politics, but nobody told me. He's a confirmed bachelor, which is interesting, because I've always thought, certainly recently, family value is very important, and this is why Hugh Grant in Love Actually could never actually be Prime Minister, because he wasn't married and everyone would assume that he was a bit dodgy, either a child minister or a gay, maybe both, because they often go hand in hand, I think I find. Not really. But yes, a bit of a giveaway. Ted Heath is one of just 17 Tory MPs who voted for lowering the age of consent for gay sex to 16 in 1998. Anyway, that's quite interesting. I wish he'd come out about it, but it was it was a different time. Gordon Brown said he's bad at maths to some school children. I don't think he was that bad. He did it at school, and he did it 1 year of university at maths, but he wasn't very good at it. I think if he did 1 year at university, he must have been pretty good. Certainly, it's 1 year more than I would have ever done. Boris Yeltsin's funeral is happening today, perhaps even now as I'm speaking, I don't know. Queen's not going, she sent Andy. John Major's going, and Bill Clinton. So it's looking to be quite a razzle-dazzle affair. The guy who collapsed and died at the London Marathon, is a 22-year-old, turns out fitness instructor, which just goes to show exercise isn't necessarily all good for you. And I also have my own example of this. When I went to the gym on Monday, I was at the gym, I fell over on the slippery floor in the change rooms and I hurt my bum. And so that was another reason why exercise isn't always good for you. TV tonight, The Apprentice is on. Do watch that. Although I'm going to go out and watch it online tomorrow. Can I do it for Skype, I think. Kryptonite has been discovered. It turns out it's rubbish. They found it in Siberia, and it's not green and sparkly as we'd all hoped, but just white and powdery. Apparently it has the same constituents described in Superman Returns, the film, which I have not seen. Spookadook. I don't know whether it can kill Superman or not, though. This is a brilliant story. This is the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life. This 90-year-old guy, well, he was 90 10 years ago, 1997, when he placed a bet, a £100 bet, at William Hill that he wouldn't live to be 100. And he did. He made 100 on Monday, I think, or Tuesday. I'm not sure. And so now he's got £25,000. What an amazing idea. And I've been trying to work out if it's possible to do this instead of having any sort of pension. And I'd like to retire fairly soon, when I'm 40, 45. But I don't know if I'm going to get very good odds on living till I'm 40, 45, because clearly I am very, very healthy. But quite miserable, so you never know. Anyway, this guy who's reached 100 and is clearly a genius, he's put his longevity down to porridge, doing as little work as possible, and remembering to keep breathing. He's very funny as well. I wish he was my granddad. He is brilliant. Robbie Williams' song Rude Box, Shake Your Rude Box, Because You're So Nasty, which everyone said was rubbish, has now been nominated for an Ivor Novello Award alongside Don't Feel Like Dancing by the Scissor Sisters, co-written, I found out the other day, by Elton John. Didn't know that before. Madonna is up in for an Ivor Novello for Most Performed Work, which is less good, I think, than a sort of judgment on your songwriting abilities. Amy Winehouse, one for Rehab, which is good. And the Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down, that's been nominated for Best Song Musically and Lyrically. So let's see what happens. I think Robbie Williams is the big surprise. The mother of Keith Richards has died at 91. That's obviously very recently. Whether, I think maybe, just maybe, Keith has killed her himself so he can snort her ashes and tell everyone about it and they'll all think he's hilarious. Who knows, but it's suspicious that both his parents being dead has reached the news in the last 2 weeks. Children's TV programme Blue Peter has been showing bloodthirsty scenes of slaughter. 10 seconds of footage of a goat being killed and hung up from a tree was shown, and a whole 16 people complained, which is probably quite a large percentage of the viewing audience. Someone's knocking on the door. I didn't put the fucking sign on. I answered the door. It was Sweet Boys. So I was glad that I did. A footballer is deeply embarrassed. They haven't mentioned which footballer, which probably means it's a made up story. Which footballer is deeply embarrassed by his 5-year-old son's latest obsession? Right, a 5-year-old son. Think what would be an unacceptable obsession for a 5-year-old son. Would Hong Kong Fooey be unacceptable? No, entirely acceptable. Apparently, the kid runs around all day dressed in a red gown doing karate kicks. That sounds, to me, utterly charming and in no way embarrassing. Jack Nicholson is 70. And here's a story. Ken Barlow, William Roach, in real life, he is in real life 75, which is remarkable because he does look quite well on it. That Deirdre should cheer up though. Any more news coming up? Simpsons are going to get a real life ride, a simulator ride at Universal Studios. It's replacing, now this is sad, the Back to the Future attraction. Terrible shame for Back to the Future. Right, 1p pieces. When I was at school I'd always bend down to pick up a 1p piece. Because you could go to the shop and maybe buy a penny sweet with it. But probably not, probably optimistic. But certainly, it would be useful. I think these days, people ignore them. And that is why there are £65 million worth of 1p pieces that have gone missing since 1971. They've estimated where they are. 26 million are lost in the streets, in gutters and so on, waiting for top cats to come and fish them out. 11 million at the bottom of handbags, 7.8 million in cars, and 5.9 million, which is the least, apparently down the back of the sofa. I'd thought that would be where most of them were. I'm not sure if this adds up to 65 million, because I think quite a lot of them are languishing in large jars on the top of bars in pubs and just in people's bedrooms. I've certainly never been one to collect pennies, but I know plenty of people are. I'm sure if Zine was here, she would admit that, because we once went together to the penny machine that counted them in Sainsbury's. They take a percentage, it's cheeky. A little boy, was a treat. His mum said, let's get some Bob the Builder cakes. It's like a little cake mix, and you get some topping, some icing, and you know, it's not really cooking, but, you know, it's an attempt. So he got these, and Dizzy is a cement mixer, apparently, in Bob the Builder, and his shape, that they've got a little sort of rice paper shapes that they put on the top of the cakes. Basically, it looks like knobs. And this one's going, oh, we're so shocked, but it's funny. What they've done is they've made one cake, and they've picked out all the Dizzy's and just made basically a little cupcake with loads of knobs on. And that's what's happened there. Right, that's it, I think, really. I've just been talking to myself. So, wow, for 15 minutes. Thanks for listening. Friday, it's going to be great. Hannah's coming in. It's going to be very amusing. So I'll be back then.